The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Thanking people for helping you. Shalom bracha to everybody. If we could take a few seconds and just pay attention for this beautiful day that Hashem has given us today. Not too hot, not too cold. Sun shining. Birds chirping. Flowers and all the pretty colors opened up. Even the different leaves of the different trees, if you happen to live right in front of Ayalon Park. It's amazing that every tree has a slightly different shade of green. It's not monotonous. Different shade of green, a different shape and height. Some are skinny, tall, some are broad. All combined to make a pleasant background, pleasant view. These are things not to be taken for granted. We could have been created in a world that's just everything's the same color and no sounds in the background. The sky is in blue, the trees are in green. The weather could be hotter, it could be colder. And Baruch Hashem also, we've gone through many weeks of all kind of different sorrows coming one after the other. We just had a war last week, and Baruch Hashem, so far this week, it's much more peaceful. The things for us just to sit back, even if we do it in a minute or two a day, before we say moedim, to remind ourselves, not things for granted. Clearly that Hashem doesn't want us to take things for granted. So, now that we have things back, Baruch Hashem, go out without masks and quietly. Something to be very thankful for. That itself to make us feel good about, what we have and give us a basis to go through the day as best possible. We're talking about when you turn to somebody for help. She says, if he really was
Kol HaLashon
able to help you out, that you should thank to Hashem for giving him what he was hoping to get, what you were hoping to get, and also thank the person that on his good intentions for helping you. If it happened, Hashem would make it happen, but this person was the one who decided to be the one to help you. So number one, on his good heart that he had for you. And number two is that generally, Hashem picks good people to do good things. Like it says, Megalgalim Schusay Dezakai. So when someone does you a favor or even not a favor, does some interaction with you that you benefit from, in business or wherever it may be, even shopping or any little thing that you need. But the mitzvah, you got what you need through that person. It could be even something you're paying for. You go into the store and you find exactly what you're looking for, the right piece of clothing or some other thing you're looking for. It's also that person, the storekeeper, has the siyata shemai to be the one to have what you needed. To go on a bus or a taxi, you came just on time. Everything, together with the fact that we thank Hashem for having what we need, and achanami to thank those who were His shluchim. So once again, he's saying these two points. Number one is that if the person did it, it shows that he has some goodwill if he did it for you. And number two, it's a sign that he's a good person. It's an interesting thing. If you think of this concept from a Gagal and Suicide Day Zakai, that Hashem brings good things through good people generally. Sometimes it brings good things to terrible people. But even when we have a choice to do business or to interact with a person who's more muktzik of a tzaddik, of a good person than another one, then it sounds from here that there's a preference to go with that person. Because yeah, there's more chance Hashem will pick him to do good things. Kolpanim, this is what we're working on, opening up our eyes to see this beautiful world that Hashem has set up for us, and Hashem is constantly giving us so many things that we don't even pay attention to. And surely when we're looking forward to something that does happen, to make sure to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then and together with that thank everybody else, anybody who did benefit us. Shalom Avraham.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.